From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Amid discussions about how much river flow needs to be dedicated to fish, an ongoing study indicates predators eat half or more of protected salmon, regardless of flow levels. A fishery consulting firm working on the lower Stanislaus River says bass and other fish eat many juvenile salmon, and that the losses don't appear connected to flows on the river. A state plan would require more water in the rivers, therefore unavailable for human use. The EPA is petitioning the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for three small refinery exemptions given to Sinclair Oil to be invalidated. Sinclair was granted the exemptions late in the Trump administration, but the EPA said the SREs were quoted outside the scope of the EPA's statutory authority, and that there's substantial uncertainty EPA had conducted any analysis about their eligibility for the exemptions. Groups like the Renewable Fuels Association welcomed the news. Potato sales for the third quarter of the marketing year have caught up to the changed buying habits the pandemic brought about. PotatoGrower.com reports while potato sales remained above the same time period the previous year, March brought the total store potato sales down overall. Dollar sales fell by 0.5%, while volume sales declined 3.6%. Sales across the store remained above pre-pandemic levels, showing consumer demand remains strong for potatoes. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.